Hey guys, in this video, we're going to talk about how we play earnings here at Initiative. So for example, we have the Apple 30-minute chart up right now. Basically, if you would go to your options chain in Apple, you would see that our IV is relatively high compared to itself, just a little bit. We're at IV rank of around 20. Your raw IV in here by this Friday was around 56%, giving us a $5 expected move. And next Friday, you had right around a raw IV of 38% or a $6.42 expected move. So if we just look at those two expiration cycles, we can see that there's about a 20% gap in our IV. So we can expect right around a 15 to 20% contraction in here just in this expiration cycle. So what we like to do is we like to put that contraction in our favor. Now, when you're playing earnings, you have news catalysts, there's always going to be a speculation run-up, right? Speculation is going to expand. It's going to get larger because people are going to start betting, okay, this is going to go up. It's going to pull back. Earnings is going to be this, it's already priced in, etc. Everybody has their own speculation. But immediately after the earnings report, you have a nice IV contraction. That speculation decreases dramatically because there's no more juice in there. Everybody's pumping it up. Then all of a sudden you see what the numbers are. The stock trades accordingly. And then you get that IV contraction. So what we like to do is we like to put that contraction and we like to put the time decay in our favor as well. So, you know, when we play time decay that we like to be short, this is because it's going to put time in our favor where our theta is positive. And we also want to be short premium, which is we're going to play that IV contraction. So therefore we want the premium to decrease and we want our options to expire worthless or as close to worthless as we possibly can. So when we play earnings, we like to play strangles or iron condors so we can play both because we don't really want to be super directional. We don't really know what is going to happen, right? Even though everybody can say, oh, Apple is totally going to beat, it's going to, iPhone sales are going to rise dramatically in this past quarter compared to previous, blah, blah, blah. But we still don't really know what's going to happen, right? We don't know if everything's already priced in. We don't know if maybe Tim Cook will say something about forward guidance or something like that. And the forecast for next year might just throw everything off. We don't know. So what we like to do is either stay in an iron condor, in a short strangle, where we try to stay delta neutral as possible. So we're not going to get burnt either way. If we load up really, really high on our short delta, and obviously the stock moves up, well, then we're screwed. If we're really, really long delta and we're positive or we're negative theta, then the stock moves down, then we're just screwed again. So what we like to do is we like to sell those strangles, sell those iron condors. And that's exactly what we did today. And as you can see, after hours, you have all this movement in here in Apple. You can see a high of, let's see, right around 149. You had a low in here of right around 138. But you can see we're basically trading more or less only around $2 less than where we closed. So we're trading right at 144.44. And there was some good premium in here to the downside. So if you would have sold that 140, maybe that 155, strangle for your weeklies, you would have had a credit of right around a dollar. And it looks like that you are going to make money on that. And the contraction should give you some good profits in there with that 15 to 20% IV contraction. So basically, more or less, that's why we do what we do here is because we want to put time, we want to put IV in our favor. And our max loss on the downside is getting assigned shares in here. So that's why you can put this into an iron condor to where you are defining your risk rather than doing something undefined like a strangle. Because a strangle, your max loss to the downside is getting assigned shares. Your max loss to the upside is buying those shares and selling them at that short call strike. So if you would create an iron condor or spread these off, put a long call on top right here, just to kind of mitigate your risk to the upside, but you're fine with your risk to the downside by getting assigned shares, etc. You can kind of do whatever you want and define your risk either on both sides or just one. But more or less, you want to put IV and you want to put the time decay in your favor because otherwise, if you were just in here buying calls today, well, guess what? You're not going to make a whole lot of money because you didn't get a big movement in here. You're going to get an IV contraction. You're going to get theta going against you. And then you got a small move. All that's going against you. Even if you would have bought a put in here, even though we did move down a couple dollars, even if you would have bought a 144 put, you're still not going to make that much money because you had theta going against you because especially in the short term expirations, you had theta going against you. You're gamma risk was high. You had IV going against you, and you didn't really get a large move in Apple to offset all those losses. So basically, you're probably going to hear you're going to maybe just to make a little bit of profit, a scratch, but most likely you're going to realize just a small loss in here if you were buying a out of the money put in here, or are you close to the in the money put at the 144s. If you bought a 140 put, you definitely lost money in here, 100%. But again, we'll see what happens in here in Apple as far as the IV contraction. We don't really know for sure, but we can speculate that we're going to get a contraction of right around 15 to 20%. Our IV should shrink in here. Our overall IV rank should shrink in here as well. So again, that's why we play earnings the way that we do for those that have been asking. It's basically more or less a safe way. You're probably a profit is higher as well. Larger risk, but higher probably a profit. And that's kind of what you want. So especially when playing earnings, because you don't want to start gambling in here, because then that's going to that's how you stack up losses and your all of a sudden your account is blown up. So, but again, that's how we play what we play. If you have any more questions, reach out to me, Dustin at Initiative. You can find us at our website, initiativebrand.com. Find us on Instagram, Initiative Brand, Facebook, Initiative Social. And then you can find us on our YouTube channel as well, Initiative Brand. So again, I am Dustin. You have any questions on how we play this, feel free to reach out and I will see you guys later. Thanks guys. We'll be right back.